19 Scapisma, starting with Psalm 134. Praise ye the name of the Lord, O ye servants, praise the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise ye the Lord, for the Lord is good. Chant unto his name, for it is good. For the Lord has chosen Jacob unto himself, Israel for his own possession. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Oh, that the Lord has willed, he has done, in heaven and earth, in the sea and in all the abysses, bringing clouds up from the uttermost parts of the earth, lightnings for the rain has he made. He bringeth winds out of his treasuries. He smote the firstborn of Egypt from man unto beast. He sent forth signs and marvels in the midst of thee, O Egypt, and Pharaoh, and and all his servants. He smote many nations and slew mighty kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of the land of Basan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. And he gave their land for the inheritance, and inheritance for Israel his people. O Lord, thy name endureth forever, and thy memorial unto generation and generation. For the Lord will judge his people, and because of his servants shall he become comforted. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, the works of the hands of men. They have a mouth, but shall not speak. Eyes have they, and shall not see. Ears have they, and shall not hear. Nor is there any breath in their mouth. Let those that make them become like unto them, and all they that put their trust in them. O house of Israel, bless ye the Lord. O house of Aaron, bless ye the Lord. O house of Levi, bless ye the Lord. Ye that fear the Lord, bless ye the Lord. Blessed is the Lord out of Zion, who dwelleth in Jerusalem. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone has wrought great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made the heavens with understanding, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that established the earth upon the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone has made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun for the dominion of the day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and the stars for the dominion of the night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt with their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And led forth Israel out of the midst of them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and a lofty arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that divideth the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And led Israel through the midst thereof, for his mercy endureth forever. And over through Pharaoh and his host and the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew mighty kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, king of the land of Basan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an inheritance, for his mercy endureth forever. An inheritance for Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. For our humiliation the Lord remembered us, for his mercy endureth forever. And redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. He has given food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. By the waters of Babylon, there we sat down, and we wept when we remembered Zion. Upon the willows in the midst thereof did we hang our instruments. For there they that had taken us captive asked us for words of song, and they that had led us away asked us for a hymn, saying, Sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand be forgotten. Let my tongue cleave to my throat if I remember thee not. If I set not Jerusalem above all other, as the head of my joy, remember, O Lord, the sons of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, lay waste to her, even to the foundation thereof. O daughter of Babylon, thou wretched one, blessed shall he be who shall reward thee wherewith thou hast rewarded us. Blessed shall he be who shall seize and dash thine infants against the rock. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. I will confess thee, O Lord, with my whole heart, and before angels will I chant unto thee. For thou hast heard all the words of my mouth. I will worship towards thy holy temple, and confess thy name for thy mercy, and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy holy name above all that is. In whatsoever day I call upon thee, quickly hearken unto me, thou shalt aboundedly, and thou, my soul, with thy strength. Let all the kings of the earth, O Lord, confess thee, for they have heard all the words of thy mouth. And let them sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. For the Lord is exalted, yet on lowly things he looketh, and things haughtily he knoweth from afar. Though I should walk in the midst of affliction, thou shalt quicken me. Against the wrath of mine enemies hast thou stretched forth thy hands, and thy right hand has saved me. The Lord shall give recompense in my behalf. O Lord, thy mercy endureth forever. Disdain not the work of thy hands. O Lord, thou hast proven me, and thou hast knowest me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou hast discerned my thoughts from afar. My path and my lot hast thou traced out, and hast foreseen all my ways, for there is no guile in my tongue. Behold, Lord, thou knowest all things, the last and the first. Thou hast fashioned me, and hast laid thy hand upon me. Thy knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is mighty, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, and from thy presence whither shall I go? If I go into the heaven, thou art there. If I go down into Hades, thou art present there. If I take up my wings towards the dawn, and make mine abode in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand guide me, and thy right hand shall hold me. And I said, surely darkness shall tread me down, and the night shall be turned into light in my delight. For darkness will not be darkness with thee, and night shall be bright as the day. As is the darkness thereof, even so shall the light thereof be. For thou hast possessed my reins, O Lord, thou hast opened me from my mother's womb. I will confess thee, for awesomely art thou wondrous. What marvellous are thy works, and my soul knoweth it right well. My bone is not hid from thee. which thou madest in secret, nor my substance in thee, neither most parts of the earth, my being while it was still in formed, thine eyes did see, and in thy book shall all men be written, day by day they are formed, when as yet there be none of them, but to me exceedingly honourable are thy friends, O Lord, their principalities are made exceedingly strong. I will count them, and they shall be multiplied more than the sand. I awoke, and I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the sinners, O God, ye men of blood, depart from me. For thou wilt say concerning their thoughts that in vain shall they take thy cities. As for them that hate thee, O Lord, have I not hated them? And because of thine enemies have I not pined away? With perfect hatred have I hated them. They are reckoned enemies with me. Prove me, O God, and know my heart. Examine me, and know my path. And see if the way of the iniquity be in me, and guide me in the way everlasting. Rescue me, O Lord, from the evil man, from the unjust man deliver me, who have devised injustice in their heart. All the day long have they arrayed themselves for wars. They have whetted their tongue like that of a serpent. The venom of asp is under their lips. Keep me, O Lord, from the hand of the sinner. Rescue me from the unjust men who have devised to undermine my steps. The proud have hid a snare for me, and with cords they have spread a snare for my feet. Stumbling blocks near the pass have they set for me. I said unto the Lord, Thou art my God. Give ear, O Lord, unto the voice of my supplication. Lord, O Lord, Thou strength of my salvation, Thou hast overshadowed my head in the day of battle. Because of my desire, O Lord, give me not up unto the sinner. They have taken counsel against me. Forsake me not, lest they should be exalted. As for the head of those that encircle me, the mischief of their lips shall cover them. Coals shall fall upon them, in fire shall doubt cast them down, and they shall not stand in affliction. A babbling man shall not prosper on the earth. Evil shall hunt an unjust man to his destruction. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the poor and the justice of the paupers. Surely the righteous shall confess thy name, and the upright shall dwell in thy presence. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and for ages of ages. Amen. Lord, I have cried unto thee, hearken unto me, attend to the voice of my supplication when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth as incense before thee, the lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice. Set, O Lord, a watch before my mouth, and a door of enclosure round about my lips. Incline not my heart unto words of evil, to make excuse with excuses and sins with men that work iniquity, and I will not join with their chosen. The righteous man will chasten me with mercy and reprove me. As for the oil of the sinner, let it not anoint my head. For yet more is my prayer in the presence of their pleasures, swallowed up near by the rock have their judges been. They shall hear my words, for they be sweetened as a clot of earth is broken upon the earth. So Have their bones be scattered night unto Hades. For unto thee, O Lord, are mine eyes. In thee have I hope. Take not my soul away. Keep me from the snare which they have laid for me, and from the stumbling blocks of them that work iniquity. The sinners shall fall into their own net. I am alone until I pass by. With my voice unto the Lord have I cried. With my voice unto the Lord have I made supplication. I will pour out before him my supplication. Mine affliction before him will I declare. When my spirit was fainting within me, then thou knewest my path. In this way, the wherein I have walked, they hid for me a snare. I looked upon my right hand and beheld, and there was none that did know me. Flight has failed me, and there is none that to watch it out for my soul. I have cried unto thee, O Lord, I said, thou art my hope, my portion of doubt in the land of the living. Attend unto my supplication, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from them that persecuted me, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may confess thy name. The righteous shall wait patiently for me until thou shalt reward me. O Lord, hear my prayer, give ear unto my supplication in thy truth. Hearken unto me in thy righteousness, and enter not into judgment with thy servant. For in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy has persecuted my soul, he has humbled my life down to the earth. He has sat me in the darkness as those that have been long dead. And my spirit within me is become despondent. Within me my heart is troubled. I remember days of old, I meditated on all thy works. I pondered on the creations of thy hands. I stretched forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsts after thee like a waterless land. Quickly hear me, O Lord, my spirit has fainted away. Turn not thy face away from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy mercy in the morning, for in thee have I put my hope. Cause me to know, O Lord, the way wherein I should walk, for unto thee have I lifted up my soul. Rescue me from mine enemies, O Lord, and to thee have I fled for refuge. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy good spirit shall lead me in the land of uprightness. For thy name's sake, O Lord, shalt thou quicken me. In thy righteousness shalt thou bring my soul out of affliction, and in thy mercy shalt thou utterly destroy mine enemies, and thou shalt cut off all of them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.